like that. Can you call me back later on? No. No, you can't f***ing call yourself.
I think I'll take the long way home. 'Cause I never get the opportunity to walk alone. I miss you, but I kind of don't. I slide our love into the pockets of my coat. It's not forever, it's just a temporary fix. Oh, how I needed it. I think about me without you. I'm on the pathway along the serpentine. Hard to stay grounded when your thoughts are way too light. Doesn't mean that you're not heavy on my mind. I just need to think about me without you sometimes. It's not like me to slow life down.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun. Just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Hello everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Thursday, April 4th, the Office of Equity and Inclusion is hosting a resume career development workshop at 12 p.m. in the Leather Stocking Room at Hunt Union. Also on Thursday, the Career Development Center is hosting Spring Into Your Future, a career and internship fair. That event will take place at 1 p.m. in the Waterfront Room at Hunt. On Friday, April 5th, the Music Industry Club is hosting a night of music. This event is at 7:30 in the Great Room, 11A in Lee Hall. On Saturday, April 6th, the Activities Council is hosting a Willy Wonka-themed club night. This event will take place at Club Odyssey or the Armory and will begin with a screening of Wonka at 6 p.m. 3 lucky people will receive a golden ticket to win the sweet prize. For more information, follow Club Odyssey on Instagram. On Sunday, April 7th, it'll be a chilly day, so make sure you stay warm and tune in to WONY 90.9. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and happy April. Keep it locked.
ready to wind down, not where we wanted to be. Hate all the small talk and finding reasons to leave. And when they're all gone, be in our own company. Yeah, we should know better, we should know better. In the bathroom, we find a moment of peace. Out on the front lawn, you struggle finding the keys. We're like a sad song, both miserable as we seem. Yeah, we should know.
Unlock my heart. Even Even when we're worlds apart, can dream souls that parallel through this lifetime.
I got the combo.
And if I ever meet you, well, the gods are on my side. A glimpse within your heart, we're locked in for life. I'm not afraid to let it show.
Me neither.
If there is one thing you should know.
What's that?
I
dust don't settle, dust don't settle on.
All right, you're going to be the new spokesperson. Are you ready to say those lines you rehearsed?
100% ready. Let's do this.
Okay, let's give it a try. New Wony spokesperson, take one.
It's another Saturday night and you're listening to music.
Take two.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to Coleman Squared.
Take 25.
This is The Great Curve.
Take 57.
This is an on-air test.
Take 99.
You're calling Wony. Would you like fries with that?
I don't even know anymore.
You're listening to WONY Oneonta.
Thank goodness that's over. Don't forget to keep it locked.
For my interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college, as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I add more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather, to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look for and take classes that you enjoy. After Oneonta, I actually transferred to UAlbany, so I'm currently taking classes that I love. And I think they teach me more than just the core information that most colleges offer.
I wouldn't change anything in the last 4 years because things happened for a reason and I was supposed to do the things that I did and meet the people I met.
I would change the amount of effort I put into my classes and I would have tried harder to get a better grade so my GPA would be higher.
It would be to stay as a adolescent education major instead of switching to sport management and changing my degree for like the fifth time.
Due to the pandemic, I would say that there is a lot of changes in college life, and it's a lot of adjusting for everyone.
It's been rough. I'm student teaching right now, and I'm completely all online. When the past 3.5 years, I was training to be in-person student teaching.
Since the pandemic, I appreciate face-to-face classes more. As much as I hated waking up early and having to sit in the classroom, I learned better that way. Learning through a screen is a whole different experience from sitting in a classroom. There are so many distractions at home, and I always feel behind on assignments.
Definitely the social aspect. While taking online classes has not affected me in a negative way, the best part of college is getting to meet new people and experiencing different social clubs, sports, and anything that sparks your interest. If there are new social opportunities available at your school, take advantage of those because they are few and far in between now, especially in the COVID era.
This is my first semester back full-time, and having this ability to work and study on my own time and with my own schedule, I definitely enjoy and understand the content a lot more.
The people I ask questions to are named Jesse, Adam, Melanie, Gary, and Amanda. From this interview, we could take away the fact that these students enjoyed their years of college even after COVID changed parts of their overall experiences.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Thursday, September 26, join Javier Avila, a professor of English, as well as a poet, novelist, and public speaker, use a blend of comedy and poetry. Avila will present his one-man show, The Trouble With My Name, at 6 p.m. in the Great Room in the Center for Racial Justice and Inclusive Excellence. On Friday, September 27, SUNY Oneonta's Family Weekend begins. Come join us for a Family Weekend information event at The Hub in Hunt Union. Campus volunteers will be available to help you navigate for the weekend and answer any questions you may have. Also on Friday, there will be a bingo and arts and crafts from 8 p.m. at the Ballroom/Waterfront in Hunt Union. On Saturday, September 28th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., join the school for the annual Hunt Union Family Weekend Craft Fair, featuring quality handmade crafts by local and regional crafters. This event will take place at the Ballroom in Hunt Union. Also, come strengthen our Oneonta community over at College Camp. From 2 to 4 p.m., join the off-campus commuters club for a day of team building with games, food, and fun. On Sunday, September 29th, Family Weekend continues. There will be a brunch at Will's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. SUNY Oneonta students can use their dining plan, but families will have to pay at the door, which will cost them $9.50. At 2 p.m., Mask and Hammer presents Novecento, located in the Hamlin Theater Fine Arts Center. Tickets are free for students, but $6 for non-Oneonta audience members. Tickets can be purchased at the Fine Art box office or the day of the show. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend. Keep it locked.
Fuzzy. Footsteps, heart beating, crash pulls me under. watch my plants die.
Look how nice outside it is today. It'll be a great day to just sit back, relax, and listen to the radio.
12 seconds later.
You know what? I changed my mind. It's too cold. Let's go listen inside. No matter what the weather is outside, you can still listen to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Stay cool, stay warm, and keep it locked.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hello, everyone. This is your WONY Weekly Update. There is nothing going on around campus this weekend. Enjoy your fall break.
Hello.
in red and blue. All I see is her and you. The cops shut it down. They muffled the sound of you and you're someone new. She looks like she's into you. Can't blame her cause I was too. The cops hit the ground. Now no one's around. I only got me to lose. Dancing around in the rain, hiding behind solo cups. Let's leave the love to the grown-ups. We're just not ready for that. We need to be people who show up, but we wouldn't know how to act like we're prepared to own up to what's underneath the
Hey, kitty, I'm home. Do you want some dinner? Okay. Here you go. Okay, so you don't want dinner. What do you want? Treats? Catnip? Dude, I don't know what you want. I'm just going to turn on the radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's what you wanted? I guess I'll have to tune in more often.
For an ill child, a wish is so much more than a simple dream or an unattainable goal. A wish is hope. Hope for a better, beautiful future. Hope for a brighter tomorrow. A wish is strength. The strength to fight and overcome.